Well, it's good to see everybody tonight, and we're going to continue our study in Isaiah. We're going to be in Isaiah 41. We're going to try to look at the 41, 42, and 43 tonight. And after tonight, we have two more times. We'll meet on November the 2nd and then November the 9th, and that'll wrap up this season of training you. And then everything will be, they'll have a new schedule, and especially through the holidays, because we'll be right upon Thanksgiving, and I'm sure everybody will know what to do and where to go. So let's begin with a word of prayer tonight, and then we'll jump right into our study. Father, it is good to be together. It's always good to gather in your word. So Father, speak to us tonight from these chapters of Isaiah. Continue to teach us more about you, and Father, help us to deepen our love for you as we study this word, for it's in Jesus' name that I pray, amen. Chapter 41 is not it's going to go in a little bit different direction, but it's going to continue the theme of comfort. Isaiah is going to continue to downplay and ridicule and chastise the people for their idolatry that they continue to engage in, which is a constant problem even up through today. It's still an issue for us, even in our own lives, if we're not careful. And in Isaiah chapter 41, specifically, Isaiah deals with the children of Israel after they've come out of Babylon. He chastises them because of their trust in the idols of Babylon, okay? They have gone in, they've been in Babylon, and it's about 100 years after Isaiah uttered this prophecy. This is, remember, Isaiah is prophecy. But he's telling them, he's already chastising them for what they're going to engage in when they become captives of Babylon. He's already telling them that this is going to be an issue. And the captivity of Babylon happens about 100 years after he speaks these words. As Israel is carried off into captivity, they're amidst all the idolatries and the deceitfulness of Babylon. Remember, I think I mentioned in here when Israel went into captivity and they were released, and we're going to talk about their release in just a minute, not everybody came out of Babylon. There were some Israelites who remained in Babylon because their lives were so comfortable. They were going to be returning to a land that had been decimated, that had been destroyed. There was no temple to worship in. The walls had been torn down. The city of Jerusalem had been laid low. And so there were some who said, you know, basically, we've got it pretty good here in Babylon. We're going to stay. Even though they were free to come back to the homeland. And it is those who came back to the homeland are the ones who came with Nehemiah, Ezra, and those that were after the release, after they were released, then they began to do the rebuilding during that time. But so we have to remember, while they were there, though, they became enamored with the lifestyle of the Babylonian people. They worshiped, some of them, not all of them, but some of them worshiped gods and had other idolatries and bought into the deceitfulness of the nation. And God, through Isaiah, rebukes them, but he promises to deliver them. He rebukes them for what they are doing, but he promises to deliver them. And so he speaks about their deliverance right out of the gate in Isaiah 41. Look with me. It says, "Be silent before me, islands, and let peoples renew their strength. Let them approach, then let them testify. Let them come together for the trial." Verse 2, he says, "Who has stirred him up from the east? He calls righteousness to his feet. The Lord hands nations over to him, and he subdues kings." When Isaiah talks about the one from the east, we're going to learn later on, or I'll just tell you, I'm not sure that we'll cover every part of this history, but he's talking about Cyrus the Mede, the one who released the children of Israel from Babylon, who said that they could be released. Once he defeated Babylon, he decreed that they were free to return to Israel.